The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Everybody, welcome to episode 51 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit darker than usual. I want to tie this into a video that went up yesterday on my YouTube channel about the allegations against Peter Martins of the New York City Ballet. If you didn't know, he has been accused of sexual harassment and violence, and I addressed my thoughts on the issue on YouTube. I just want to summarize it a little bit, but the thing I want to talk to you guys today that came up in the comments section on that video is, how do you know as a dancer whether or not a touch or something in our profession is appropriate or not appropriate? Because it's such a hands-on profession. It's, you know, guys grab you in places, you know, and you throw you in the air and don't even think about it. So how do you know whether or not it's appropriate or not? How do you know what to do about it? Do you say something about it? Sometimes your career is on the line, so dancers just suffer in silence. So I want to talk about that today. And it's a deep topic. So parents, if you listen to this with younger children, I highly recommend you maybe wait to listen to this with them, simply because I'm not going to get into anything graphic, but I think it would be over their heads and they're not quite ready for this, especially if they're little. So the first thing I want to do is summarize my thoughts on the Peter Martins scandal. As I said in the YouTube video, which I will link for you on the show notes page, I never experienced any thing other than professionalism from Peter. He was very kind to me. He gave me great opportunities. Rumors always circulate. I heard about him having relationships with some of his female dancers. I don't know of anything definite. But as far as my experience goes, I never experienced anything of the sort with him. He was very kind. He never raised his voice to me. He never touched me inappropriately. So I had nothing but a positive experience with Peter. Now, I'm not defending him. I think these women are incredibly brave for stepping up and speaking out, especially after such a long time. So I don't want to say, oh, I'm defending Peter and there's no way. I'm just saying, in my experience, I never had any issues with him. So I wanted to clear that up first. And I go into more detail about that on the video on YouTube. But so for all of you, how do you know whether or not something is appropriate or inappropriate? And that is a tricky question. I mean, there's no great answer to that. Obviously, teachers have to be hands-on in correcting you. They have to put you in the right place, or partnering. Guys have to grab you by the armpit and or grab you by the bottom and shove you up, you know, so shove you in the air. But how do you know whether or not that's choreography or him or any of the teachers being inappropriate with you? Really think about it logically. Don't always assume the worst is the first thing. If you have a male teacher and you're a female, and this actually goes for guys too, it's not really talked about in the ballet world, but male dancers have had sexual harassment issues. So no matter whether you're a female or a male, if you have a teacher who is touching you analyze it logically. All right, are they just putting me in the right place? Are they grabbing my leg and putting it in the right place? Or are they stroking my leg? You know, there's a difference between, no, this is where your leg goes, and an inappropriate touch. So really be logical about it and don't always assume the worst. Because a majority, most of the people in the ballet world are not going to be like this. Thankfully, at least as far as I know, it's not the most common thing. Most ballet teachers are very kind and supportive and will not touch you inappropriately. So don't always assume, oh, they're sexually harassing me. You will know. It's a fine line, but you will know. You'll say, you know what, that touch wasn't quite like the one that has been. You know what I mean? You will know if a teacher is putting you in the right place or stroking you inappropriately. Also the location. If they're touching your fingers, moving your fingers in the right place, or lift the elbow up or shoulders back, that's not a typically sexual place they would touch you. If it's your low back, if it's your inner thigh, you know what I mean? You'll know, okay, that's not a good place. And you'll also know if it was logical. What is the correction? Is it rotate your inner thighs, and so they're like grabbing your inner thigh to make you feel the rotation? Or are they grabbing your inner thigh and that has nothing whatsoever to do with the correction? You know what I mean? So you will eventually learn to know the difference. But don't always be afraid, because I don't want you guys to spend your careers in fear either. I don't want you to constantly think every ballet director, every ballet master, every coach you have is going to touch you inappropriately, because 9 times out of 10, they're not. So that's the first thing. And then a lot of dancers say, okay, someone has done something inappropriate. Someone has threatened my career with, well, you know, I know of a way you could advance your career by sleeping with me. You know what I mean? If that has happened to you, some dancers say, okay, do I step up? Do I stay silent and do it? Do I stay silent but not do it? So what is the appropriate response? Because I know you guys have blood, sweat, and tears for your career. You want to advance as far as you can. And sometimes the way of the world is, how far do you go for your career? The first thing I want to say is, if something like that has ever happened to you, say something. It does not need to be the case. You should not have to do something like that to advance your career. Advancing your career should be based on your work ethic, the talent, whether or not you're right for the part, you know, that kind of thing. Is this your style? Do you have the ability to carry a performance? Not whether or not you will sleep with your director. So if you have been, if something like that has happened to you, please speak up. You guys, nowadays, with all these allegations coming out, it's not such a no-no anymore. You know what I mean? It might have been frowned upon in the past because, oh, you're going to ruin your career if you speak up. But nowadays, you can speak up. Nowadays, say something. You know, really, really say something. I caution you, however, make sure you really, really are certain that you were being sexually harassed. Again, go back to, okay, was it just a correction they were grabbing my leg? Or did they grab my leg in an inappropriate way? You know, because then it's like, do you throw someone onto the fire when it was in fact totally innocent and they had nothing of the sort? You know, they weren't trying to be inappropriate with you. So be careful, you know, if it's just a touch or something. But if someone has said to you, I need something from you in order for me to promote you, speak up. Because it shouldn't happen. It is totally wrong. You should not have to advance your career through those kinds of means. It's totally, totally wrong. Do not be afraid to speak up. The more you speak up, the more others will feel the courage and speak up themselves. And you'll probably be surprised. You're probably not the only one, especially if you're in a company setting. So please, please speak up. Guys, if you can't, ladies and men. Men often feel they can't speak up because it's not logical. Like, why would a guy, you know, if it's a homosexual thing, or if it's a female teacher doing it, you know, either way, no matter what your gender is, don't be afraid to speak up. I know that's much easier said than done. I've never actually experienced this, so I cannot imagine what that is like. But at least from my perspective, I think now we're in a place in our society where you can speak up if it's happened to you. And the more you do that, the braver you are, the more people will come out of the woodwork. Because again, you're probably not the only one. Now, let's say you haven't done anything yet, but your director has said that to you. I need you to sleep with me in order to get promoted. Again, it's different for everybody. I'm not here to tell you right and wrong. I'm not here to tell you, oh, you're a terrible person if you do that. But I would advise you to think twice before you do that, because once you go down that road, you can never get back. When will it end? How many times will you have to sleep with your director for him to promote you? You know, is it a one? Is he going to do it after one time, or I like this. Let's do this for a year, and then I'll think about promoting that person. You know what I mean? Once you go there, you can't ever get it back. And that's also not going to do anything for your self-confidence, because you will always feel like you were never good enough. I had to do this in order to get promoted. I wasn't talented enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't thin enough, which is so wrong. For someone to do that to you is so wrong. So be very, very careful about going down that road. Again, I'm not here to tell you right and wrong and, oh, you're a terrible person. But once you go down that road, you can never take it back. It's not worth it. Guys, you are better than that. You are worth more than having to do that with somebody, than having to sleep with your director to get promoted. You are worth so much more than that as a person. You really, really are. You are not just a dancer, but you are a human being. I had a friend put it perfectly to me once. You are not a human dancing. You are a human being. So don't feel like your identity as a dancer depends upon you sleeping with that director, because it really doesn't. You are worth more than that. That person is a terrible person for having to make you do that. So know that. Be very, very careful before you go down that road. And don't be afraid to speak up, guys. This is how we fix the problem, is by speaking up, not by staying silent. You know what I mean? The more people that speak up, the more this problem is going to be made aware of, and it's going to hopefully be fixed in the future because people are aware of it. So really try and figure out, you know, okay, is this an appropriate touch or is this not an appropriate touch? Are they trying to put me in the right place, or is it more of a stroke and more of a they want something more, especially from your partners as well? It can be very, very difficult, especially when you're doing a ballet, like say Romeo and Juliet, what is appropriate and what is not. That's when it gets really tricky, but I'm telling you, you will know. You will know, because once the piano music stops, once you're off the stage, you will either go back to being friends and professionals, or that person will do it not on the stage. You know what I mean? It will not just be an onstage thing if it's inappropriate. It will continue in other rehearsals and, you know, not just that one ballet. So you will know. You will absolutely know. So I hope this helps you guys. Again, don't be afraid to speak up. You are worth so much more than that, you guys. You are all amazing. You all, dancers work so hard. Dancers are some of the hardest working people on the planet. And you guys are worth so much more than that. So I hope this helps you. If you ever need help speaking up, don't hesitate to contact me on my contact page on my website. I will be happy to help you with that. I like being that older sister figure, or sometimes younger sister figure to some of you. So please don't hesitate. I am here to help you if you don't have help anywhere else. So again, if you want to watch that video, I've linked it on the show notes page and also just on my website. You can go, you can just type Peter Martins on my website and it'll come right up, and you'll get to hear the whole story of that. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.